I'm Kurt Hosworth for Public Radio 90. This is Northern Arts and Culture. In the studio live with a special guest today, no stranger to Public Radio 90 or Northern Michigan University, it's John Teichman. He is part of the admissions office and also the advisor for the NMU Vinyl Record Club. And we've got an exciting new event to talk about this morning, the next vinyl record show at the Ordock Brewing Company. It'll be the second return to the Ordock since we've had a lot of the coronavirus kind of shutting down events and keeping us distanced. So we're really happy to be able to talk to you about this today.
Well, thanks for having me. And it's really exciting to be back at the Ordock again with really an open invitation to the entire community to come and check out this event August 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's really going to be exciting and fun Thursday through Sunday. Over 50 hours to explore a collection of tens of thousands of musical items.
Right. And as we've talked about these events in the past, it's a huge undertaking for you fellas, you know, you and Jeff Walker, bringing all kinds of crates of goodies, not just vinyl records, but all kinds of other media and memorabilia. This is turning into like a music swap event kind of thing in many respects. It's really cool to have all this kind of good, all those goodies there, and then have that community aspect too.
Yeah, I mean, everything's really carefully selected, I think. You know, the idea that there's something for everyone, and from of course, vinyl records and 45s, which only have one song on each side for your listeners out there. Mm-hmm. And then also cassette tapes. Cassettes are making a big comeback. Compact discs, posters, T-shirts, pop culture-related items of all kinds, you know, whether it's a Cylon action figure or a really cool rock poster. We like to do a poster for every event, and we've been doing this now. This is our 8th year, so we've almost got, like, the greatest hits of past posters and items that, you know, we always make an effort to bring to the events.
Mm-hmm. It's an art culture event that really brings people together, which is really a wonderful thing, especially when we've all been feeling so distanced and far apart. And like you've mentioned before, too, these events tend to bring people not just from Marquette or from Ishpeming or Gwin. You get people coming from all over the Upper Peninsula, right?
Yeah, really, I think it's a testament to the community connection that Public Radio makes and the reach that the station has, both over the airwaves and online. So yes, people coming from the Copper Country, people coming from Gogebic County, people coming from Minnesota, Fayette, and really, I mean, encouraging people to come out because they never know what they're going to find. People are always invited to bring records too. If they've got a box of records that they're not listening to and they'd love to trade and rehome, we'd love to get those records to a good home. And it really is a mix of all those things that whether we're talking about 20th century composers that you feature on your show, mm-hmm. or whether we're talking about the best hits of the 80s, or we're talking about doo-wop groups from the 50s. I mean, there's room for all those conversations, and we have the time to do it, and we love giving attention to people's interests.
And you said you have the time to do it. These events are kind of a long day for you guys, but it's also, I'm sure, really worth it to have those conversations in those moments.
Yeah, it's like time becomes elastic at these events. I mean, we're there, you know, from noon on Thursday, August 5th, through Sunday, August 8th, when the Ordock closes. Now people think, do you have like a bedroll? Are you just camping out? And
yeah.
We do get to go home, but we're there, you know, from noon until close, which is right now is around 11 p.m. But you know, there's a lot going on. There's live music happening. Mm-hmm. We've got some great, great local bands coming in.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be not just the one side of the upstairs with all of the music and, you know, different kinds of media that you can imagine, but it kind of turns into almost a festival atmosphere with the live music on the other end, and then you can sit down and reconnect with people as well. So lots of good opportunities for connections with the 4-day vinyl record show at the Ordock Brewing Company. A reminder, we're talking with John Teichman. He's one of the very instrumental people in putting together these shows and these combinations of media that people can browse through. Just have to mention real quick, records are the spice.
Yes, this is the year of Dune. I don't know if everyone out there is hip to Frank Herbert's Dune.
And the Dune remake movie,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Denis Villeneuve's Dune coming to theaters at the end of October. And it really seemed appropriate to do a, you know, the Dune has been part of the conversation for lots and lots of people that are science fiction fans. I mean, it really is this amazing combination. If you think about almost like Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones and The Sopranos, so sort of like The Sopranos meets Star Wars or Game of Thrones in space.
Lots of entry points into that world.
Exactly. But I think that a big part of, you know, doing these events is recognizing that everybody's into something. And, you know, yeah, Jeff came up with this idea of records are the spice. I was like, you know, the vinyl must flow. There are all of these great references that Dune has. Walk without rhythm and you won't attract a worm. And there's definitely a musical element that runs through all the stuff that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for our listeners too, on the poster, of course, you've got the big sandworm and you've got, what's this called again for the vinyl? The player that's in the center.
In the center of the maw of the sandworm, you know, who, this is Shai Hulud, the Fremen people of Arrakis venerate these sandworms because the sandworms control the ecosystem of the planet. Wow, we're getting deep into this.
Absolutely.
This is like Science Friday. Science Fiction Friday.
But this is also an example of maybe one of the conversations you could have at one of these events because of the cultural connections that happen with all the different kinds of media. And, you know, especially if this is your niche kind of Dune reference, then this would be a good event for you to come
Absolutely.
Down to.
Absolutely. It's actually a 45 adapter that Jeff put there in the center. So
that's the
adapter that would sit inside a 45 record so you could play it on your record player. And I don't know. I'm really excited about all this stuff. I hope that comes through in our conversation. And it really is kind of like a must attend event. I guess that's the thing. I mean, so much of what we've been doing over the last 20 plus months has been putting things on hold and talking about, I'll get to that later on. And this is something that you can really get to in person. There are people that we see really exclusively at these events that they just seem to, you know, reappear whenever we do an event. And it's always exciting to see friendly faces.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And it's, again, a great opportunity to come on back if you've been out for a little while. And again, you can go to the Facebook event as well. You can head to the OrDocs Facebook page too, I believe, to find all the pertinent information. And all are welcome at the event too. Again, presented by the NMU Vinyl Record Club. And John Teichman's been our guest today to talk more about this event. Anything else you want to include?
Well, just mentioning that, you know, the Emporium at 317 West Washington is also open. And we have evening hours from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday noon to 5. And be staffing the event during the show as well. So there's thousands of other items to explore at that adjacent location, just blocks away.
Excellent. So if you have other questions, you can see John IRL over at the Emporium, or you can also connect online. But it's good to have you IRL back in the studio with us today talking about the next record show coming up. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks for your support.